From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. International nuclear negotiations with Iran enter the final hours of the latest deadline. The foreign ministers from the group of six world powers in Iran are locked in intense negotiations in Vienna, with key disputes still unresolved, including Iran's insistence a UN arms embargo be lifted. Diplomats are trying to meet a second self-imposed July 7 deadline to reach a comprehensive deal limiting Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief after June 30 came and went. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
There remain some very difficult, critically important issues that are unresolved. They will not be able to reach an agreement as long as those issues remain unresolved. And that's what they're working on right now. So I wouldn't want to prejudge an outcome at this point, but I would acknowledge that we are past the deadline. We're well into these negotiations. The president and his team are prepared to walk away if Iran cannot sign on to a final agreement that reflects the kinds of commitments that they made in the context of the political agreement back in April.
Some progress is reported on the pace of sanctions relief for Iran and a UN probe into whether Iran's previous nuclear work involved trying to develop weapons. A teenage suicide bomber blew herself up but caused no other casualties near a mosque late Monday in the northern Nigerian city Kano. It's the latest attack by suspected Boko Haram insurgents following Sunday night's twin bombings near a mosque and restaurant in the central city Jos that killed at least 44. They followed days of attacks. The U.S. estimates now has killed about 200 people. Meanwhile, the Nigerian army has released more than 180 people previously suspected of being Boko Haram members. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to offer new proposals on ways out of the country's fiscal crisis at a Eurozone summit scheduled Tuesday. The meeting follows Sunday's resounding vote of no by Greeks in a referendum on European austerity bailout demands. Pressure is mounting for a solution. Among those speaking out, George Osborne, the British Chancellor of the Exchequer.
This is a critical moment in the economic crisis in Greece. No one should be under any illusions. The situation risks going from bad to worse. Britain will be affected the longer the Greek crisis lasts and the worse it gets. There is no easy way out. But even at the 11th hour, we urge the Eurozone leaders and Greece to find a sustainable solution.
Greece's creditors are demanding new austerity measures before any new bailout funds are available. Greeks are running out of money. Government controls on withdrawals have been extended through Wednesday. President Obama says the fight against Islamic State radicals will be long, hard-fought, and require more than U.S. military might to win. He met Monday with Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and other top military commanders and intelligence officials.
ISIL is opportunistic, and it is nimble. In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations. It will take time to root them out, and doing so must be the job of local forces on the ground with training and air support from our coalition.
Mr. Obama's comments follow a weekend of intensified airstrikes by a U.S.-led coalition against the IS militants. In Yemen, at least 45 killed in an airstrike by Saudi-led coalition warplanes in Fayoush, north of the southern port city Aden, dozens wounded. Nearly 3,000 have died in fighting between the Houthi rebel coalition and forces led by loyalists to exiled President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. Hundreds of thousands of worshippers gathered in Ecuador Monday for a chance to hear Mass celebrated by Pope Francis, who began a three-country tour with an open-air service in the southwestern port city of Guayaquil. The 78-year-old Argentine-born Pope landed a day earlier in Quito on the first leg of his visit, which will take him to Paraguay and Bolivia. Dozens of Kenyan anti-homosexual protesters rallied Monday in Nairobi, warning President Obama not to push a pro-gay agenda when he visits the country later this month, the march organized by the Evangelical Alliance of Kenya. Mozambique Monday destroyed 2.5 tons of confiscated ivory and rhino horns in a bid to curb poaching. The country's environment minister warned Mozambique will not tolerate poachers, traffickers, and organized criminals to kill wildlife and threaten communities. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe has shipped more than 20 elephants to Chinese zoos as a way to raise funds for conservation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.